We got trains, soldiers, and new map changes. This update is crazy. Starting off, we have 4 different trains we can select from, with one of them being the default train. The first train I'm going to be showcasing is the armored train, along with just all the new in-game changes. If you are wondering whether there are new classes or anything, no, there are no new classes or challenges. Now, before we get to the train, there's actually this new feature, which is dropping money. Probably one of the biggest quality of life feature in the game. Now, you're going to see the train, and you're going to notice that it's all armored, and you're probably thinking that it's all decorative purposes. Well, my friend, I'm sorry to break your heart, but they have now added a bullet system. To make quick sense of this, say there's an outlaw over there. An outlaw is shooting me and I'm gonna die. Before this update, you could place a newspaper in front of you and be protected from the bullets. Now, you can't, because bullets are just paper. Yes, they can hit you through walls if the walls are very weak. But don't worry, with this armored train, you have a bulletproof wall. Now, let's address the elephant in the room, being the literal turrets you have on the train. Yes, you have fully functional turrets you can use on the train. Now, you're probably wondering, what are the downsides of this train? Because surely it can't be all this good. Well, my friend, if it's too good to be true, it is. But before we get to that, I actually want to show you guys the new soldiers, with one of them being the blue soldier. Now, the blue soldier just sits here and arms the turret, but in a situation where they die or there's just no soldier, you